Consultation note for Brian Dancer, D-A-N-C-E-R, July 25, 53. Address as a letter to Family Practice Resident, or excuse me, Family Practice Residency at 989-629-8145. Dear colleagues, a consultation for Mr. Dancer with progressive renal failure. I haven't seen him in about 4 years. Prior history of diabetes, hypertension, diabetic retinopathy, problems of foot ulcers, osteomyelitis, and amputation. Has been exposed to a number of antibiotics within the last month or two. Has peripheral vascular disease with prior procedures. Comes accompanied with family member. Right now, there is no symptoms of nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. They haven't noticed decrease in urination or cloudiness of blood. He does have chronic edema. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. There is also neuropathy, no gross claudication symptoms, denied chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no gross orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension long-standing, peripheral vascular disease with procedures, angioplasty, no stent, insulin-dependent diabetes, 25 years or longer with neuropathy, foot ulcers, retinopathy on active treatments, both eyes, enlargement of the prostate, hypothyroidism, arthritis, anemia, no documented coronary artery disease, a prior cardiac cath, only a spasm. This is 15 years ago, did not require any invasive procedures. He's not aware of congestive heart failure, the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures. He's not aware of active gastrointestinal bleeding or chronic liver disease. Denies kidney stones, gout, denies hepatitis. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral lens implant for cataracts, eye shots for retinopathy, peripheral vascular disease, gallbladder surgery, a number of toe amputations bilateral, prior anal fistula requiring surgery, a number of colonoscopies, no malignancy. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, no reported, side effects, allergies to Lipitor causing weakness, no other allergies. Next paragraph, pressing medications include aspirin, diltiazem, Lasix, thyroid replacement, insulin Levemir, insulin Aspart, ASPART, lisinopril, Plavix, Nurantin, Amlodipine, Januvia, Flomax, and Dutasteride, D-U-T-A-S-T-E-R-I-D-E. The ACE inhibitors is new comparing to 4 years ago. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 165, blood pressure 176/66. He is alert, oriented, stand 3. No obvious respiratory distress, no RAL wheezes, no pericardial rap, no gross neck masses or JVD, a systolic ejection murmur, no abdominal distension or ascites. 2+ edema, worse on the left comparing to the right. Mild decrease hearing, normal speech, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries shows rising of creatinine, 2021.6, 2021 1.6, August 2021 2, this year May 2.8, 2.6, 2.7, 2.8. Most recent sodium potassium normal, acid base normal, low albumin, low protein, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 23 stage 4, glucose has been historically poorly controlled, corrected calcium for low albumin will be normal. There is anemia, presently 8.4, progressive over the last few years with NCV of 90. White blood cell count has been elevated from osteomyelitis and toe amputation, normal platelet count. He has gross proteinuria more than 300 milligrams per gram. Next paragraph, the most recent kidney ultrasound, 10.9 on the right, 10.2 on the left, no obstruction, stone or masses, a simple cyst on the left side, bladder was not distended. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, progressive over time, historically poor diabetes control over the years, lightly diabetic nephropathy with gross proteinuria. He does have, however, low albumin, cannot rule out nephrotic syndrome. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, prior procedures. We will do an arterial Doppler to make sure that there is no renal artery stenosis. For the time being, continue saying low dose of ACE inhibitors. Next number, blood pressure poorly controlled. We will adjust medications in the future with numbers at home. Next number, peripheral neuropathy from diabetes on treatment. Next number, diabetic retinopathy on treatment. Next number, diabetic foot ulcers on active amputation, multiple antibiotic exposure. Next number, anemia multifactorial, likely from active ulceration infection, of course from advanced renal failure. Iron studies has been reported as normal. We will keep an eye on that. Potential EPO treatment to complete differential diagnosis. We will check monoclonal protein. Next paragraph. Comments, I cannot rule out a primary glomerulopathy, but most likely this is uncontrolled diabetes and hypertension over time. Cannot rule out interstitial nephritis from multiple antibiotic exposure. There has been also procedures for peripheral vascular disease, cholesterol and emboli is in the differential diagnosis. We will reassess with new chemistries, end of dictation.